Welcome back to the Pitcot Podcast. Today, we're opening the file on something I think everyone has felt, that mysterious but also very common human experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's that moment when you meet someone, could be a colleague, a new friend, maybe even a romantic interest, and there's just this instantaneous, profound click.
Right. It feels like you've known them forever, maybe across lifetimes.
Exactly. And it's an incredible feeling.
It is. And the material we're diving into today says that this isn't random at all. It's, you know, it's not just chemistry or some happy coincidence. This deep resonance is actually the signature of a genuine soulmate connection.
And that's exactly where we're going to start our deep dive. Because when most people hear soulmate, their minds immediately jump to the Hollywood version.
Right? Oh, absolutely. The one person, the romantic destiny, the whole fairy tale.
But the Pitcot material we are drawing from today, which comes from the best-selling ebooks available on their store, it fundamentally challenges that definition. It just blows it wide open.
It really does. Our mission today is to give you a structured, deep understanding of the different layers of soul connections that are probably all around you right now.
And the core thesis is so powerful.
It is. It's that these connections aren't just about romance. They are absolutely essential for our growth, our understanding, and for life-changing resonance.
So they can be friends, family members, mentors.
Even brief encounters with strangers. I mean, they're like architectural elements of your personal journey. They're there for a reason.
I love that. It makes the whole concept feel so much more practical, not just, you know, mystical. And the Pitcot resources, they map these connections into three distinct levels.
Yes. And each level is defined by the unique lesson it delivers. It brings a clarity that we often miss when we're just sort of swimming in the emotions of our relationship.
It really does.
And look, if you find this framework resonates and you want the complete blueprint, just remember, you can always visit www.pitcot.com/gawkbooks to download those bestseller ebooks. They contain the full detailed material.
Okay, let's start at the very top. Before we get into the three specific levels, what's the fundamental shared purpose of all soulmate connections in this framework?
The way the Pitcot material clarifies it is that a soulmate serves three roles at the same time. They're a mirror, a guide, and a companion.
A mirror, a guide, and a companion.
Okay, so they hold up that reflection you need to see. They offer the direction you might be looking for, and they provide support on the path. But the key takeaway, I mean, the real nugget of knowledge here is this. Soulmates show you things about yourself that you would likely never see on your own.
What kind of things?
Your hidden potential, your unresolved fears, the blocks you don't even know you have.
So they're almost like agents of self-confrontation then. Mm. It's not just about making you feel good. They are here to make you grow.
Exactly right. And that distinction is what drives the entire framework.
Yeah.
We define the three levels not by how intensely you feel the connection, but by the specific function and the lesson that connection brings into your life.
Okay, so it moves the conversation from something that's emotional and kind of vague.
Yeah. To something purposeful and actionable. Yes.
Let's get into that structure. Let's start with level one, which the material describes as, well, incredibly intense.
Yeah, we call this level one, mirrored reflections. And this tier, this one, truly embodies that feeling of instant recognition we talked about.
That wink from the universe.
That's the exact phrase used in the sources, yes. The universe just winked at you. These connections are described as genuinely rare and magical.
And their function is immediate, right? They don't just reflect a small part of you. It's like they perfectly match your entire inner world.
Yes. Your thoughts, your deepest emotions, your weirdest quirks. It's all reflected back with startling accuracy.
Wow.
The term used in the material is perfect complementarity. So they match your strength, of course, but also your weaknesses and even your subconscious fears. This isn't just someone you get along with. It's a spiritual symphony where every note they play just harmonizes perfectly with yours.
But hold on a second. If it's a perfect reflection and we're talking about growth, that sounds like it could be.
Yeah. Pretty uncomfortable sometimes. If they're mirroring my weaknesses back at me, that must create some friction, not just harmony.
That is a brilliant point. And it's the paradox of level one that the Pitcot framework addresses directly.
Okay.
That friction is the growth mechanism. The perfection of the reflection forces you to confront yourself. When you see your own unresolved issue, let's say it's a fear of vulnerability, mirrored perfectly by someone you feel this insane connection to, you simply can't ignore it anymore.
You can't run from it.
You can't. It forces action.
So the level one soulmate isn't just rare. They're intense. They come into your life and just accelerate your growth timeline exponentially. A few months with them feels like years of self-work.
That's the work of the mirror. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, think about that one friend or maybe a sibling or a partner who can finish your sentences, who knows exactly what you're worried about before you say it.
But who also frustrates you because they challenge the excuses you make for yourself. That challenge, that's the gift of level one.
That is fascinating. Okay, so let's move from the intense and the rare to something more foundational. Level two, unwavering supporters.
Right, and the beauty of level two is their ubiquity. I mean, they are everywhere, quietly sustaining us. They're the scaffolding of our lives.
And their role is really about just showing up, offering consistent, selfless support without demanding anything in return. True loyalty.
That's it. And we see them in really specific examples. It's the friend who listens for hours when you're going through a crisis, the mentor who guides you without needing any of the credit.
Or the family member who just gets it without you having to explain everything.
Yes. They provide that consistent emotional stability, a safety net for the heart.
Okay, but I think we need to make a distinction here. Because sometimes unwavering support can kind of bleed into enabling behavior, can't it? Does the material help us tell the difference between a level two supporter who helps us grow and someone who just helps us stay stuck?
It does. And it's a crucial difference. It lies in the quality of the listening and the intention of the support. A level two soulmate offers that safety net for the heart, like we said, but they don't solve the problem for you.
Oh.
They give you the courage and the space to face tough moments yourself. An enabler, on the other hand, often shields you from the very consequences you need to experience in order to grow.
So the level two supporter doesn't take the storm away?
No, they just make the storm feel a little lighter by standing next to you in the rain. They provide the space for you to find your own strength.
That makes level two absolutely vital. They are the grounding force that ensures you don't completely crash while these, you know, level one connections are forcing these rapid structural changes in who you are.
They're the reliable reservoir of goodwill. You know, they teach us the practical application of unconditional love and empathy in our daily lives. We might spend decades with these people, completely relying on them without even realizing the essential role they play in our resilience.
This is so much to take in, and it really just scratches the surface. Before we get to that third and honestly most mysterious tier, this is probably a good moment to remind you that these insights are just part of a much bigger framework from Pitcott.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to explore the wider world of their content and get deeper insights into applying this kind of knowledge, make sure you visit www.pitcott.com.
Now, are you ready for the most mysterious and fleeting connections of all?
I am. Let's talk about level three, divine providers. Mysterious is exactly the right word.
It is.
These are the connections that are incredibly brief, but also intensely impactful. It's someone who, like you said, literally pops into your life, delivers a specific lesson or piece of information, and then just leaves.
It's a powerful, temporary flash.
Mm.
And the material emphasizes that their delivery is always perfectly timed. They offer wisdom, clarity, or guidance at concisely the moment you need to make a pivot.
Even if you didn't know you needed to pivot.
Especially if you didn't know. The length of the relationship is totally irrelevant. All the power is in the precision of the timing.
I love the analogy that the source material uses for this. It says they bring a flashlight into the dark corners of your mind.
Yes.
They don't light up the whole room, but they shine a beam on the one door you needed to find. And that insight just sticks with you forever.
And that's why these encounters can feel almost supernatural. You know, maybe you're wrestling with a huge career decision at a coffee shop, and a total stranger overhears you, says one single profound sentence of advice.
And then their bus arrives and they're gone.
They're gone forever. That person, in that moment, was a divine provider. They delivered the exact catalyst you needed to unlock your next step.
But that abrupt exit, it must feel jarring. If the connection is that powerful, does the material address the confusion of why they don't stay? The feeling of, wait, come back.
It does, and the explanation is purely functional. Their mission was complete. That's it. They were never meant to be a long-term companion or a mirror. They were a pure delivery system for a piece of wisdom you needed right then. To try to hold on to a level three connection is to miss the point. Their permanence is in the lesson they leave behind, not in their physical presence.
So we have the mirrored reflection for deep personal growth, the unwavering supporter for a necessary foundation, and the divine provider for that instantaneous clarity. But the whole system kind of falls apart if we, the listener, aren't actively participating.
And you've just hit on the core challenge, awareness. The material calls this the secret. to actually benefiting from these connections. Mindfulness matters.
Because if we're just rushing through life on autopilot, these subtle connections, especially those level threes, they're just going to pass us by completely unnoticed.
Completely. We have to actively tune in to the little signs, the coincidences, the synchronicities. The universe is constantly nudging us with these subtle hints.
And the barrier to that is so painfully modern and practical.
It is. We're too busy scrolling our phones or stressing about life. These profound relationships pass by because our attention is elsewhere. We have to cultivate a habit of slowing down and really listening.
Not just to what other people are saying, but to our own gut reaction. That instinctual feeling a new person triggers in you.
Yes, that's a truly actionable step. You could spend just 10 minutes at the end of your day and mentally review who you interacted with and ask yourself, did that interaction feel like a nudge? Did I gain a little clarity? Or did I feel challenged in a new way?
That's great.
And when you connect this awareness back to the larger purpose, it brings us full circle. Soulmates don't primarily teach us about them. They teach us about ourselves.
Right. They reflect our strengths and they confront our weaknesses.
With love and with precision.
So the ultimate goal isn't waiting around for destiny to drop the perfect partner on your doorstep. It's about recognizing the potential for growth in yourself through every single person who enters your orbit.
Every connection.
Regardless of how long it lasts, it's a purposeful mirror, a guide, and a companion.
When you move through the world with that kind of intentional awareness, understanding why certain people are in your life at certain times, it just opens up an entirely new, elevated level of personal transformation that is the enduring message of the Pipcot framework. Soulmates are real, they're transformative, and they are essential to our growth. They teach us love, empathy, and self-discovery at every single stage of the journey.
It's about elevating every relationship, whether it's fleeting or it's lifelong, into a deeply purposeful tool for living a richer, more meaningful life.
Well said.
So we'll leave you with this challenge. Look around you right now. Think about your life. Who in it makes you feel deeply understood, completely supported, or genuinely challenged to be better? Recognize them. Recognize them as your soulmates, because according to this material, they are absolutely here for a profound reason. Mm-hmm. And as a final provocative thought to leave you with, what deeper level of resonance is possible when we stop taking these connections for granted and start actively valuing and nurturing them with conscious, intentional gratitude?
That's the real work.
If you enjoyed this deep dive, please do us a huge favor and subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and be sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
It really helps.
It does. Also, please press the like button if you love our show. It truly helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can access this knowledge too. Thank you for being there with us. For more information, please visit www.pidcot.com.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Pipcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.